Next station is Irma, IRMA. Charles, CHARLES, 4729. That's her date of birth. She was seen the 14th. She's a 94-year-old woman, lives with her daughter Cheryl, who's her primary caregiver. She's currently on hospice with Alzheimer's dementia, heart hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, heart failure, peripheral vascular disease, hypertension, age-related disability, diabetes, chronic pain, edema, heart failure, period. In paragraph surgery, she can't remember any surgery she's had. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Has four children, two boys, two girls. Her son is here today and giving me most of the information. Otherwise, she's quite confused. She's only oriented to person. Her son states she gets very confused. He's concerned about her weight loss and muscle wasting. Her dress and her clothes just hangs on her, he tells me. Her medications includes Entresto 26 twice a day, Demodex 10 milligram a day, magnesium, metoprolol 25 BID, metformin 500 BID, Mobic 50 milligram as needed, oxybutin 5 milligram once a day. The exam, the blood pressure is 130 over 70, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, heart buzzes, one buzzes to lungs. With irregular heartbeat, lungs clear with few bronchi but shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft, muscle wasting in the upper and lower extremity, neurological non-focal skin shows no rashes. Assessment, here we have a 94-year-old woman on hospice with Alzheimer's dementia, atrial fibrillation, heart disease, coronary disease, weight loss, significant weakness. Patient is using a walker, but she cannot use the walker by herself. She has to be helped on the walker. Really, she's a total assist. Her son, her daughter, Cheryl, is her primary caregiver, but her son and daughter share the responsibility for caring for her and moving her about, period. She's lost weight to the point that the family's concerned. We talked about the fact that that's related to her dementia and her hospice. And that's why she's on hospice care at this time. She's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, has a KPS score of 40%, has become more confused and has had issues with agitation that has worsened since past notification. Nevertheless, patient remains hospice appropriate. And most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.